another edition of the Aaron and Dave Show, also called the Loopcast. I'm Dave, and that's Aaron.
Yes, I am here.
Hello.
Just about.
You fell off a cliff last week.
Oh, I was so ill.
What happened?
I don't know. I've just had a cold, and I've just had an early night every night, so I've not had a chance to do much gaming because I've just been feeling so tired.
Hmm.
Just been going to bed at 8 o'clock at night and getting up at 5 a.m. to work and stuff. So
doesn't sound fantastic.
No, it's not been great, but I'm a bit better now, so thought why not.
Did you pick anything up in the Chinese New Year sales?
No, I didn't bother. I've got so many games I've not played, so I thought when I get round to playing again, I'd just play one of the games I haven't played yet. But I have been looking at Kingdom Come Deliverance. I've seen a few people playing that on YouTube, and I'm really liking the look of it.
Okay.
It's a Czechoslovakian
game. This is the one with the controversial creative director, right?
Well, possibly.
He's a big Gamergate supporter.
Is he?
Yeah, he's pro-Gamergate. And he seems to be a closet, not particularly closet, racist and misogynist as well.
Oh, great.
Yes. However, there are lots of people in the same sort of position as you who want to enjoy the game, but are now finding themselves somewhat put off by his apparent less than... is salacious the word? Like, he's salacious.
I don't know.
Salubrious.
Yeah.
His less salubrious traits.
Yeah. Oh, okay. I didn't know. I've just seen some footage of the game, and it looks okay. It looks like maybe Witcher 2 style. So it's a nice big open worldy adventure game,
right?
RPG sort of thing, setting
Bohemia.
Bohemia. In the middle in medieval times. It looks quite good. A bit janky, a bit buggy, but. Yeah, it looks alright. And I've been watching it. Maybe I'll just carry on watching it and not bother buying it. Maybe that's how I'll... But the annoying bit at the moment is I've only been watching Americans play it. And their grasp of just what battlements are is ridiculous. One guy didn't know what battlements were. And they're all seeming to pronounce coif wrong.
How do they pronounce it?
Coif or something.
Coif?
Yeah, it's C-O-I-F. How they can pronounce it wrong, I don't know. But, they do seem
I suppose you could say, like, quaff.
Quaff?
As in, like, you quaff drinks down?
I don't know. But, yeah. I don't know.
So you say it coif?
Coif.
Coif. So they're saying it coif.
Yeah.
If I get that right.
It's little niggles like that just get at you. When it's constant.
But also you're quite invested in that world.
Well, my area, my time that I quite like is the Dark Ages. So it's a bit later than my idea. Because...
Mm.
Obviously, my idea was to write a game based in the Dark Ages, but this is very similar sort of style to what I would have thought about. Not the same sort of game, because mine was sort of different. But,
and not built by some sort of racist.
Yes.
I should preface that. We don't know that he's racist, but he did wear, for the entire of Gamescom apparently, a t-shirt of a particularly sort of like white supremacist band.
Okay.
Like, he just sounds like one of those type of characters.
Yes, yeah.
Where he's either doing it to cause controversy, or he genuinely believes it, and frankly...
Well, no, they could be just a complete ignorance as well, but unlikely.
Do you know what, in this day and age, I don't buy complete ignorance arguments.
Oh, no. But...
The internet swings both ways.
It does. And you'd have thought if he's in charge of a big game studio or similar, then he'd at least have some people to say, maybe don't wear that.
Yeah.
Depends. I don't know. It is, quite interesting. But yeah, I don't know. I'll see. Maybe I'll wait and pick it up in a sale or something. But it's going for about 30, 32 quid at the moment, so...
It will go down.
It will go down.
It's apparently pretty buggy as well.
Yes, yeah, I have seen many a bug. There's a particular pair of set of steps you have to go up quite early on in the game that everybody I've seen that tries to go up these set of steps has to jump their way up the steps.
That's amazing. What I love, though, is that gamers will always find a way.
Yes.
Well, people are that determined to play this game that they are...
Well, the thing is, if you've paid 40 quid for the game...
We'll get a refund.
You could get a refund, but, you know, you've also invested what? You've probably invested 5 hours, 10 hours in by this.
Yeah, but if it's faulty, you just get a refund.
You could do, but then you don't get to play it, so, you know...
Yeah, but your game save will save until it's fixed, and then you can buy it again.
I don't know, actually. Some refunds don't allow that, do they?
Do they not?
No. I think Steam is a bit weirder about that. But if you've refunded it, then you can buy it again, but then you've got no recourse then. So if they say they fixed it, then you've got to take their word for it and buy it again and accept that you've got no refund policy on that one.
Right.
But yeah, I don't know. I don't know whether I will or won't. I was thinking about dropping on it, but then I've got other big games to play. I still haven't finished The Witcher 3 yet. I haven't finished the DLC for that. The new Elite Dangerous expansion comes out tomorrow.
Okay, what's going to be in that? Oh, that's Beyond, right?
That's Beyond, yes. So it's planets look nice. There's some... crime and punishment stuff. It's basically quality of life stuff. Most of it,
right?
Is.
The whole of year two is quality of life, right? They're trying to address all the issues with the game.
Yeah, what they've announced so far, yes, for quarter one and quarter four, are quality of life or core system upgrades.
Okay.
Quality of life stuff. So yeah. So they've done a bit to trading, they've done a bit to exploration to make the planets look a bit prettier and the like. So when you go on planets, they look nicer as well. So things like that. And then quarter four, they've got huge amounts of updates that they're planning. They've just released a new ship. And then there's nothing about quarter two or quarter three yet.
Okay. Is that a good or a bad thing?
I don't know, because they say there are going to be some paid content this year. There is going to be something for those that have bought.
I was going to say, the Explorer Edition will actually get something, will it?
Well, no, because the Explorer Edition gets...
Oh, not the Explorer Edition, it's the Founders Edition.
No.
Is that what it's called?
I don't know. I don't think they did anything like that. What they did was they did the base game and Horizons.
Okay.
But if you bought in at a certain time, you were either at Kickstarter backer, you could back at for lifetime.
Okay.
So you got everything, every expansion pack, should I say. You don't get all the content, you just get the expansion packs.
Right.
So you don't get all the paint jobs and all that lot. Also, when they released Horizons, you could also buy the lifetime pack as well.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it, really. So they've only sold Horizons as an expansion. So everyone that's bought Lifetime has effectively just got Horizons so far. So they did say they're going to make good on that this year, but they haven't announced what yet. But then, they've only got quarter one update out. Coming out on the 27th, which is tomorrow. So, we shall see. see what they come up with over the next couple of months that's going to make everyone happy. Or maybe not.
It's just going to be a ship, isn't it? Is that too cynical?
I don't know. They've announced two ships this year that are coming. I don't know. I don't know what you get if you don't have Horizons. That's the thing, because I have Horizons on both my account, all my accounts, all three of my accounts. Then, yeah. I don't know which. Because some of the stuff you won't get as part of Horizons, I believe. So engineers you don't get, because they're planet-based.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, the planets will look nicer for you, but you can't land on them. So that's slightly different. Yeah, because the idea is that the coloration of the planet will determine the distribution of the minerals.
Okay.
So if it's an iron-rich world, and you go where there's a big bit of... I don't know, what's iron? Orange, I guess?
If it's rusty.
That's rusty, isn't it?
Yeah, I suppose so.
Yeah, so if you find where there's a big patch of orange, then you're more likely to pick up iron. And that's the idea, is that you should be able to see, A, what the chemical makeup is of the planet from orbit, and where you would be best to go for each of the different chemicals on that.
Mm-hmm.
On that planet. So that's the idea. So we'll see what comes out later on in the year. But they've got all sorts of things like sort of questy type things for explorers. Because they're giving you an encyclopedia thing that you fill out, and you can tick off things in your encyclopedia. Like, I've seen a barnacle site, I've seen a geyser, I've seen this type of world, I've seen this type of world, I've seen a horseshoe nebula or whatever. So that's the idea for quarter four. That's one of the ideas. And they're apparently doing mining as well. So yeah, we'll see how it goes. I played a bit of the beta, but not huge amounts. Because I didn't want to spend loads of time on the beta and then lose all that progress. If I'm going to do progress, I want it in live, because I've got limited time. So yeah, so that's something coming out tomorrow. Moss is coming out tomorrow as well, isn't it? I believe the Mouse VR PSVR game.
Yes.
So I've been looking at that and thinking, is that going to be good? Because that could be really nice and really relaxing, nice little chill sort of... what was that Yarny game? I can't remember now. Untangled? Tangled? What was it called? I can't remember.
I can't remember.
Unraveled. Unravel or something, wasn't it? I suspect it's going to be a nice little platformer like that, but in VR. But I could be completely wrong. I don't know. I've not seen it much footage on it. I must have a look at some footage on it. But yeah, that does look interesting. But it would mean setting up my PSVR, because at the moment it's here, but it's not all together. We've got the PlayStation set up and not the VR, so I'll have to set that up. Something I want to do.
Talking of VR, I did something quite exciting last week.
Oh yeah?
I went to the Star Wars VR experience at the Westfield Shopping Centre in London, in Shepherd's Bush.
Oh, the IML.
ILM.
Yeah.
Yeah, The Void is the name of the company that do it. Okay. And it's called Star Wars Secrets of the Empire.
Okay.
And it's really cool. So basically, it's quite expensive. It's a 15-20 minutes experience, and you pay about 30 quid. You get put on a helmet that's clearly got an Oculus built into it, with a Leap Motion controller built into the front of the helmet.
Oh, okay.
The only reason I knew it was an Oculus is because the PD slider is in the exact same place, and the lenses inside are the Oculus lenses.
Okay.
So it was an Oculus. with the Leap Motion built in, and you wear a vest that's got a backpack, and the backpack contains obviously the computing unit of some sort. But I don't know if it's actually doing the computing there, or if it's just offloading it to a central server bank. And I'll speak about why that might be the thing in a minute. The vest has got vibration units in it, so if you get shot, it sort of pinpoints where you've been shot. And you can feel the precise location of the impact. And you play in teams of four, and the storyline is that you're rebels invading or infiltrating an Imperial base. And you need to steal... We need to find out the contents of a crate that the rebels can't find out what's in there. That's the premise of it. And it's set on a lava planet, so as you're coming in on the shuttle, or the skiff, at the beginning, you suddenly feel the heat of the lava, and they sort of pump burning smells into the room, and it's really cool. Like, really, really cool. And then there's got to open the blast doors to do that. You pull a lever, and there is genuinely a lever there that you're pulling. So they build physical props that match the virtual environment.
There was
one section where we were tasked with completing like a button problem, essentially, and there was a panel of buttons, and the buttons were all in the right place. Lots and lots of shootouts where we got given guns. We had to pick up a gun off a rack. Again, there were guns exactly where they were meant to be in the virtual space. There was a gun that felt the same in the real world. And you got to shoot a lot of stormtroopers, which was amazing in VR, especially as there were physical walls that you could lean against.
Yeah,
okay. So I was leant up against the doorway and literally holding onto the edge of the doorway, sort of leaning out around the corner, shooting round. It was awesome. It was really good fun. And then you play through the story experience. Something cool happens at the end. And that's it.
So it's sort of a warehouse VR experience.
Yeah, correct. If it's something you want to do, I would consider doing it again.
That might be something I'd be tempted to do.
I thought it might be up your alley.
Yeah.
It's one of the more convincing use cases of VR that I've found. And it was really interesting. By having it in the helmets, they avoided a lot of the difficulties in getting the Oculus adjusted. So the helmet mounts had much more simple ratchet mechanisms to raise and lower the optics and tighten the helmet and things. And that made it much quicker to get them adjusted. But the guy was like, oh, yeah, you know, your vision should be perfect. I was like, I'll just play with the slider. He was like, no, don't touch the slider. I was like, okay, I won't touch the slider. The moment his back was turned, I touched the slider. And my vision was perfect then.
Yeah.
So the starter.
The slider.
The PD slider.
Yeah.
So like, they obviously didn't want it adjusted, but it needed to be adjusted. So the reason that I'm not sure that the graphics were being generated by the backpack is they were a bit too good for the Oculus.
What do you mean?
So I think there was a lot of super sampling going on because it looked a lot crisper than most Oculus games look or have ever looked for me. The resolution much higher than it felt like the Oculus should be able to achieve.
The Oculus is... Well, no, because...
The Oculus is essentially 1080 per eye, right?
Yeah, but surely then that meant that you hadn't got an Oculus on, they'd...
No, it was 1080, like I'm sure it was 1080 per eye, I'm sure there was super sampling at play, i.e. it was being downsampled to 1080.
Very possibly, yeah. But that's entirely possible. It's just that most games don't do that because they haven't got, they're running on against minimum spec. And they haven't got the money behind them to warrant doing extra. I think what you'll probably find is that it was all rendered locally in your backpack, but that machine was designed specifically for this purpose. So they basically made a render engine, and I reckon what you'll probably find is that half the backdrops were actually pre-rendered stuff. A lot of it will be pre-rendered. Because they've got a one-off enclosed.
Right, they can control exactly where you are because you've got walls.
You've got walls. You've got a limited time experience. You haven't got to design, 3 hours of gameplay. You design this half hour experience or however long it is, and that's it. And it's got to hold up for that period of time. You haven't got to allow for lots of different possibilities. Because it's not as though you need replayability or anything like that. You just need to get through this one experience, chop done it, ship them in, ship them out, get them done.
Mm-hmm.
And you haven't got to put up with, my play space is this size, your play space is this size, and all the other parameters that you've got to put up with home kit.
Mm-hmm.
With that, they know exactly what the power of the machine is, they know exactly what the surroundings are, they know exactly everything, so they can tailor it exactly for that. That's one of the reasons behind the idea of consoles, wasn't it?
Yes.
That's why the idea is you could get a better performance out of a console late in its life than you could ever get out of effectively a PC that had the same specs. Because you knew exactly what you had. You didn't have to go towards a average architecture. You could just go for that exact piece of architecture. Oh dear, sorry.
That's right. It was unbelievable. Like if anyone's in sort of London and looking for something cool to do, definitely book onto that. It was awesome.
I'll be tempted, but
one of the best video game experiences I've ever had.
Yeah,
probably a bit strong. It was really cool.
They're releasing some of that, aren't they, for the Oculus? Are they releasing some sort of demo of it or something?
Presumably they will, because it's running on an Oculus, and they would be mad not to make all the money they can, right?
Yeah, I thought there was something of theirs that was going to be available for Oculus. But I don't know whether it was some sort of advert.
I don't know. I mean, there is the ILM stuff on Steam, isn't there?
There is, yes.
I don't know if that's any good.
I've not had a look. I ought to. ought to have a look and see what there is. But I've not really gamed. In the last 2 weeks, I've not really done much. Except watch videos, because I've been in bed. One game I have played though,
yeah,
and I managed to dig out.
Yeah.
On the Wii U was what is it called? Tokyo Mirage Sessions FE. Fire Emblem. It's the JRPG.
Okay.
Where you play as. I think you play as pop idols battling monsters in other worlds. It's a bit like a Persona game, it's a turn-based battle system where you have other people attached to you that you use to battle with. It's very much up my alley, but I bought it a while ago and was going to play it, but you need a screen and the joypad, so you can't play it just on the pad.
Okay.
Which is ridiculous, because the only time you look at the pad is A, for a mini-map, which you could have just put in the middle, in the corner of the screen.
Yeah.
And B, as your phone, which you're not doing stuff on the screen if you're doing fiddling with your phone. Admittedly, I've only got to the intro. I've only just got past the intro, so maybe they use it more. But yeah, all your stats appear on the gamepad, but they could just as easily be on the screen, because effectively it is just like Persona. And you know, that ran on a Vita, you know, Persona stuff runs on, you know, PS3, PS4. So, yeah. Yeah, I don't know. Don't know why they restricted it like that. I guess to make use of the gamepad. It was a Wii U only title, so they made it run on the Wii U as a Wii U title.
Okay.
I guess that's why they did it. If they were only releasing on one platform, then you may as well, you know, use the two screen thing, I guess. But I don't know. It's fine, but yeah, it's annoying that I can't just play it in bed. So I'm gonna. I had access to the TV and the Wii U yesterday, so I made use of it. But now, if I want to play any more, I need to bring it up here into my den, so I can attach it to a screen to use. Yeah, it seems quite good, but yeah, it's only available on the Wii U, so not many people can play it.
I can't remember what the lifetime sales of the Wii U were. There weren't much, were they?
No, there aren't.
I know the Switch has passed it, but I don't know what the Switch has sold.
I think there were a fair few millions sold. You know, it wasn't horrendous, but yeah, nowhere near what they needed for a valid
an established console base. Yeah. The other thing that's happened this week in my world, Aaron, yes. Talking of Nintendo, is my daughter has been playing on the Switch.
Okay. You let her have a go at it?
Yeah, well, so I discovered Mario Kart on the Switch has got all sorts of assists built into it.
Yes.
So she can basically pretend that she's driving, and it sort of basically does it all for her.
Yeah. Which is good, because my youngest wanted to play Mario Kart on the Wii U, but it's Mario Kart 64 I have on the Wii U.
Okay.
So, yeah, he didn't like that, because it wasn't very forgiving at all. He was sliding off the track left, right and centre, because he'd never played a driving game before, so...
So it works really well. Like it basically, it doesn't stop her from falling off the track, but it
sort of steers her towards the track.
Yeah, like it just nudges her into place. And all she has to do is essentially press the button to shoot, which is perfect for a 4-year-old. So sometimes she suddenly starts steering. Like, it's got the whole tilt steering, so I bought her a steering wheel to use with it.
Oh, right, like the Wii U plastic steering wheel things.
Yeah. So I've got one for the Switch that's really small, because it just fits the...
The Joy-Con thing.
Yeah. Okay. And it works really well. I'm really impressed with it. Really impressed. I'm starting to think... That should be something that they put on the box. It's like little kids mode.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Can you combine them then? So you could have less assists and she could have assists.
Yes. On the same. So I could have no assists and she could have full assists.
Yeah.
And it's done per controller.
Oh, okay, that's a good idea.
Yeah, really good idea.
Because then, you know, it evens out the playing field.
Right. Significantly.
So you could still have a challenge to try and beat her, even when she's got all the assists.
Yeah, I mean, she's finishing fourth place on 50cc, so she's not, you know,
yeah.
I don't think
she's
going to be that much of a challenge, but she could have fun while we're doing it, which I think is the main thing.
Yeah.
And it gets her into it, and I'm quite happy for that. That's been a thing. I'm trying to think what else I've done. That was that. I didn't get anything.
You not been buying any new stuff?
Did I buy anything? I got stuff in the Steam sale. Steam's just saying to know. I got Serial Cleaner.
Okay.
Serial Cleaner's really cool. It's a... it's a thing. I'm trying to think of what to describe it as. It's a stealth clean up after a murderer map.
Yeah.
So you've got to get in. Yeah. You've got to get into like a murder scene without the police spotting you, and then clean it up, and then get out before they see you.
Yeah, I remember. I remember this. I've seen something of this before. I think I must have seen an advert or something. Yeah, that's quite interesting. Isn't it pixel graphics style, sort of? Oh, what's it? Party hard sort of style. No.
No, it's. I don't think it is. I would love to tell you more accurately, but as I said, Steam isn't loading up. I'm pretty confident it's got like more like a hand drawn style rather than pixel art style.
Ah, okay.
I could be wrong, but I'm pretty sure that's what it is. I got that. I got.
Trying to remember what you
got. A couple of songs for Rocksmith. That's generally what happens when the sales come around now, is I just get a few more songs for Rocksmith.
I keep meaning to do...
Because they drop down to like £1.20 or something, and I think, do you know what? I fancy playing another two songs, and that's money that I don't mind spending, so I'll get those two songs.
I did dig out the guitar and cable again, ready to play a bit more Rocksmith, and then...
It is a good game.
I keep meaning to do it, and then never do. But yeah, we'll see. I did say, no, I must do it every week. Every week, I must do some Rocksmith. And then I didn't. So, yeah, it's a great, great little game to play. It's just, you know, it's a game that you learn guitar with. What's not to like?
No, it's fantastic. In fact, I tell you what I can do, Aaron. Please hold the line while I look for the thing. Steam, thank you for your purchase. There you go. I got a whole bunch of Rocksmith songs. Oh, I got Zombicide for Tabletop Simulator.
Okay.
Which was down to $3.49. Zombicide is a tabletop game where you need to survive a zombie-ridden shopping mall.
Okay.
And now that I've got it, you can play it too with me.
Ah.
I think that's how it works. I think only one of us needs a copy in Tabletop Simulator.
I don't know. Hopefully that'll be a good way.
Then if I host, you can join in.
Yeah.
I think is the way it works. But yeah, I'm really happy with it. It looks great and. What else have I got on this list? That was it. And then on the Xbox, I have been trying to play a bit more Monster Hunter. I suck at that game. To the point where Kevin from the community has offered to give me lessons. So he's going to talk me through. It's silly things. So I get how to fight. I get that.
Okay.
I don't understand situational awareness in the game. So I thought I'd started fighting this monster in this safe space, and suddenly a giant flying Tyrannosaurus Rex looking thing killed me in one shot.
Okay.
So I thought, alright, I'll try fighting it somewhere else. So I started fighting it somewhere else, and suddenly a giant flying Tyrannosaurus Rex thing arrived and killed me in one shot.
Okay.
So I thought I'm going to turn this game off before I decide I don't like it anymore, and I will learn how to play it properly, apparently. So I'm going to learn how to play it properly, Aaron.
Right, okay.
So that's going to be a thing. I have started to get itchy to play the Phantom Pain.
Phantom?
Metal Gear Solid 5.
Okay, yeah.
So I think I might start playing that soon.
Well,
I haven't turned on the PS4 in months. Yeah. And the Switch, I'm still playing Xenoblade Chronicles. I'm up to 13 and a half hours on Xenoblade Chronicles.
Okay, yeah.
Which for me is probably one of my most played games, well, certainly this year, but probably last year as well. 13 and a half hours of one game is unheard of for me if it's not an MMO.
Okay.
That's a lot of time in a game for me. and I'm loving it still. It's still throwing new systems at me. I've just learned about chaining combos.
Okay, yeah.
And he's got, you know, it's evolving the combat the whole time, and I'm loving it. It's great.
Cool. I was so tempted with that because there was a version for the Wii U, wasn't there? And I was so tempted, but then I thought, hang on, no. There's all these other JRPGs I've got to play. Why more? So yeah, I've got Mirai Sessions. I've got, I still haven't gone back to Persona 5.
Mm-hmm.
And that was one of my games I was really, really looking forward to. And then, yeah, didn't get very far. But yeah, that is a game that will stand out, I think.
What, Persona 5?
No, Xenoblade. Xenoblade.
Yeah, it's one that you should be playing.
Yeah,
the combat is so rich and lovely and just beautiful. And the world is so really great, and the story keeps evolving, and I'm really enjoying it. I put it this way, I haven't even played the Super Mario Odyssey patch that was released with the new balloon mode, which for me is unheard of. Not to play a Mario game to absolute death is weird. Yeah. So I've still got to go back to finish that because I've only got 400 moons or whatever it is. I haven't touched my VR kit. I haven't done anything apart from play Xenoblade. It's completely sucks me in.
Cool. Because you're not you've never been that big on JRPGs, have you?
I could never sit down. I could never find the time to sit down and enjoy them. I always started enjoying them. Like Final Fantasy, Final Fantasy VII. I've done the introduction bit. You know, is it Migdar, the name of the city?
Oh, I don't know.
I think it's Migdar, and then I got out to the desert. And then I stopped playing. what else? What other JRPGs have I done? I did the similar sort of thing in Final Fantasy IX. Is that the one where you play as a pirate at the beginning, or some sort of?
I think so. Rapscallion. I think ship. Yeah.
Yeah. Again, yeah. Play through the sort of the introduction couple of hours and stop playing. I did that with Dragon Quest VIII. I love Dragon Quest VIII on the 3DS. That was amazing. Played the first 4 or 5 hours, stopped playing.
You did finish Fantasy Life, though, didn't you?
Oh, yeah. But that's not a JRPG.
It has
JRPG Fantasy Life is basically elements. Like a... Yeah, but it's basically like a solo MMO with a reasonably engaging storyline and quite fun... Leveling up crafting mechanic. I got suckered into that. Yeah, I love that. And I on my second playthrough of Monster Hunter Stories on the 3DS. Have you gone?
No, I'm still here.
Monster Hunter Stories is the RPG, traditional RPG style one.
Yeah, you really got into that a lot.
Yeah,
didn't you?
Yeah. As I said, second playthrough I'm on.
Yeah.
And I'm looking in all the nooks and crannies now. I'm not just trying to bomb through the store. I'm really enjoying it. It's great. It's a really good... I'm trying to think what other JRPGs I've sort of started and failed. I finished... is it Adventures of Mana that was on the Game Boy? I finished a lot of games on the Game Boy, and I think that's the thing. I think when it's portable, I have much more time to play it.
Yeah, you see...
And that's the thing that the Switch has got going for it, is the fact that I can play half an hour, 45 minutes in bed when Claire's gone to sleep.
Yeah, I don't do enough commuting these days to warrant portable. See, I used to do portable gaming on the train.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't... Now my commute is all driving. So, surprisingly enough, I can't game while driving. Audiobooks is the only thing I can do on my drive now. So, I'm getting through an awful lot of audiobooks, but not so much handheld gaming.
I'm trying to think what else. done? We did something quite funny. It was amusing if you were there. On my birthday, we had my sort of family round for a big family dinner. And afterwards, we all sat down to play games. We played a bit of Overcooked. That was lovely. What was that Sonic Mario Kart game? Played a bit of that. And then me and my brother-in-law decided to trick my mum into playing Genital Jousting.
Okay.
And we have recorded a reaction video that I'm still trying to convince her to let me put it on YouTube. Because it's just priceless. I mean, just the sheer look of horror on her face.
Well, when she realised exactly what it was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it looks amazing. It's one of the best videos I've ever, ever taken. So if I can upload that, I will upload that to the YouTube to the Loopcast YouTube video.
Okay, cool.
YouTube channel. Because it is priceless.
Speaking of which, now I'm back well again. I shall upload some more of our videos. Because cool. Fear Effect 7 is out soon. Fear Effect 7.
Yeah. Fear Sedna.
Sedna, yes.
As in like a granny.
S-E-D-N-A? Sedna, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, Aaron, hot news. If you want a Nintendo Switch, £253 currently from Tesco on their eBay channel.
No.
Pretty good, £250.
Yeah, it's pretty good. But as I say, I don't do mobile gaming at the moment.
You should do mobile gaming.
When? Potentially there is some lunchtime gaming to be done, but I'll have to see. At the moment, I'm taking my big laptop in, and then not using it because I can't bother to drag that around and faff around with it. Because it requires to be plugged in, otherwise it runs out of battery within less than a lunchtime. So, at the moment, I'm not doing much gaming at lunchtime. I've just been watching YouTube videos, so maybe. But yeah, I want my 3DS. I got Fantasy Life out again, because I was gonna stop playing that again, and then didn't.
Oh, if you'd been playing that, I would have joined in on that. Because we could do multiplayer on that, right?
I don't know how multiplayer it is though.
Don't know.
Because I don't know whether you have to be in the same location to play multiplayer.
Okay.
At the same time, you can obviously visit each other's worlds and do trading. In the guild office or wherever it is, but I don't know whether you can actually game together over the internet. So I'll have to have a look at that and see what's possible on there. But yeah, I've just seen that there's a new expansion for Orwell, so that's another thing I want to get into. Because I really was enjoying that when I was playing Orwell before. That was quite fun. But yeah, there's a whole heap of games coming out now. And I need to have a look and pick my games. Because I think there's going to be quite a lot that I'm going to want to play, but not going to get around to it. Because I thought there was a big list. I was thinking there was a list of games coming up that I really wanted to play. And I can't remember which ones they are now. But there's definitely a good glut of games coming up soon. That are going to be piquing my interest.
So Sea of Thieves, that's very much on my radar, especially with the betas and the stuff that's been shown in videos.
I've seen some of that, and it. Yeah, I think it could be good, but it could also really fall flat very quickly. The one thing I'm worried about is longevity. How long is it going to last? How long is your interest in the game going to last?
I think as long as my friends play it, I think it's the...
Yeah, but as long as it's enough to do is the thing. So we'll have to see. See how much variety there is. For it to keep people's interest. Because I'm tempted, have to say, but I'm not sure whether it is
going to actually... Do it. I'm doing it. James is doing it. Yeah. Loads of people on the Discord are doing it. There'll always be a sort of a team of four good to go.
Yeah. So, yeah, let's say we'll see.
What else are you looking forward to?
Obviously, the Fear Effect. God of War?
Okay. I haven't played any of the other ones. I don't know if I like it.
No,
would I like it?
I've not played any of the others, but obviously this is Norse mythology, so...
I think number 3 was on PS Plus, wasn't it?
Possibly. But yeah, so that one's piquing my interest a bit. A Way Out is quite interesting. That's the co-op game. Where you have to play in co-op.
Oh yeah, the EA one.
The Breakout one.
Yeah, I like the look of that.
That looked quite interesting, where both of you have to play together to get out of the prison.
Yeah, I really like the look of that. Run.
So that looked quite interesting. So, yeah, what was that? That was God of War. I can't remember. There was another one, at least. I can't... Oh, Vampire. But that's about middle of the year. That's about June that's coming out.
Vampire,
yes.
That's when you play a doctor who's become a vampire, right?
I believe so, yes. But that's by the... Oh, who's it by? Is that by the guys from...
Is it Dotnod, or whatever
their
name
Dotnod. Is? Yeah, Dotnod, yeah.
Yeah.
So, Remember Me, that sort of stuff.
Yeah. They've been developing that for a long time. I remember reading it in PC Gamer a couple of years ago.
Yes, June it's coming out. So.
And it looks great.
Yeah, it looks good. We'll see how well it
goes. I've been quite excited about that. But again, it's one of those ones where I'm not going to be pre-ordering it, because that would be bad.
Yeah.
And I'll get it when I've got time for another RPG.
Yeah. There's obviously Ni No Kuni 2, Detective Pikachu's coming out, things like that. So we'll have to see what...
But you don't have a... Detective Pikachu... Oh, that's just...
That's 3DS.
3DS, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we'll have to see. A whole bunch of... A bunch of other games coming out. Obviously Fear Effect and a couple of others. We'll see what goodness. There's a new Sword Art Online coming out. Bet you that's as terrible as the last one. I did enjoy the anime, but the last game, I got the last game for that, and it came with the game before, and both of those were terrible. They're a bit like an MMO. Surprisingly enough, being sold out online, but it just didn't. It played like a really old school MMO, but in single player. So it just seemed a bit weird. I wanted it more of a story game, more of a linear narrative type game. Because obviously it's based on an anime, but it's based on an anime that is people in an MMO, so it's...
That's it's very meta.
Yes, it is very meta. Yes, Sword Art Online is based on... The anime is people are stuck in an MMO game in VR. They put a VR headset on, and the guy who designed it designed it so that if you took the headset off, you'd die. It links into your brain waves or something, and if you take it off, you die. So if you disconnect from the game, you die.
Okay.
And you've got to basically beat the game for it to then...
Wait, that's the anime or that's the game?
That's the anime.
Right.
Yeah. And then the game was just effectively a single-player MMO game sort of thing. But in 2D, it wasn't a VR game. So it was a bit weird. And, yeah, I didn't get on with it very well. So hopefully... we'll see what the new one is like and whether that's any good. Obviously, Bravo Team's coming out in March. I don't know what that's going to be like because that's a PSVR.
What's Bravo Team?
That's a PSVR shooter.
Okay.
That's a new shooter for PSVR coming in March.
Does it use the AIM controller?
I believe it does. I believe that is the other game that uses the AIM controller. I think it's that and Farpoint, isn't it? Are the two games that...
currently, yes.
Use it.
Although, it can't be long before someone gets that thing working on the PC, right?
Do they want to? I don't know whether it's... I don't know whether it would be any better than actually just having... you know, single-handed pistols. Because the touch controllers are great for as a pistol controller. The only thing the AIM does better is a rifle. It's just a rifle, and it's a fixed rifle, though, isn't it?
Yeah.
So it's a bit of a limited...
What's the name of that shooting game on the Oculus, that everyone, or on PC VR?
What, Robo Recall?
No.
No?
It's a military one.
Oh, I don't know. I've possibly not played it, then. Have
it's,
a quick look. Arizona Sunshine?
No, it's a military sounding one, like Overkill or...
No, I'm just having a quick look down it now. I know Arctica 1's supposed to be quite good. That's sort of a sci-fi shooter. Sony's Lone Echo is one of those, isn't it, as well. I'm just trying to scroll down without clicking too much. And kick it off loads of stuff. No, it's not coming up. Onward?
Might be Onward. That sounds familiar. Sounds familiar.
Yeah, no, I don't know. I don't know whether... shooter games... yeah, it may be great in VR, but I'm not sure. Because it's movement.
It's meant to be fantastic.
Is it?
What, yeah.
Bravo Squad or...
Onward.
Onward, oh, okay.
It is meant to be really good. But I haven't had a chance to play it. Fortunately.
No, I've not been buying many VR games. Every time I go into VR, I'm doing... Elite Dangerous, so probably ought to get some more games. Kids have been wanting to play Job Simulator. Apparently they've been watching some videos on it. So they're wanting Job Simulator. But I don't know. Because obviously they're a bit young. The eldest being 9.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You could do Job Simulator.
Yeah. No. It's whether the interpupil distances can go small enough for them to not hurt their eyes too much.
9-year-old. How big a 9-year-old?
He's reasonable. He might get away with it, but obviously his younger brother's only 5, so that's well.
No, 5-year-old, no way.
Yeah.
5-year-old, you're looking at a PD of around 20, 25, 26. Each eye, so binocular 50, and the Oculus I think only go down to 59 or 60. Could be wrong. Pretty sure that's right.
I don't know.
But yeah, I've never actually tried to see what the minimum limit of it is.
So I've been saying no. Which
that sounds reasonable.
Yes, I think that's fine. We'll have to see. Well, we'll see. I'll see if I can get something for them to at least have a quick go on, if not for a long time. Obviously, it won't be long anyway. But I'll have a quick go, and that's it. Maybe. But yeah, I'm looking forward to some games coming out. We'll see what comes out that I've not had my eye on, and hope for some nice surprises.
I want to try that Moss game.
Yeah, that Moss game could be interesting, but I've not seen enough to make me really want to play it. But it does look really pretty, so hopefully it's really a nice little game that we can carry on. That, you know, it plays well as looks good, and there's actually some gameplay there that makes it warrants VR and not just a 2D platformer with some nice VR effects to make it look nice in VR. But you may as well be playing on the screen anyway. Cause that's my worry, is that it is going to be just a 2D platformer that's pushed into VR and doesn't need to be.
Apparently it's got nice things like you can sense the mouse's heart rate and stuff.
Okay.
So if you move your controller towards the heart, you can sort of feel the pulse of the controller and things like that, so you can gauge how excited.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean? You know what I mean. I think Moss is VR only. Really.
Where is the VR in the room? Okay. No, it's right. It's just that they hadn't put it down as a PSVR title. I've just got it listed here as PS4. But yeah, it does say VR specifically. Well, I'll see. That's probably one I'll probably definitely get then. So Moss way out, and then we'll see. I'm not looking forward to Far Cry or anything. So I've not played any of the old Far Crys.
Far Cry 5 is coming out. No interest at all. I've been slowly getting more and more tempted to try Steep.
Oh, the snowboarding game.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm slowly getting more and more tempted, but just can't quite bring myself to do it for some reason. It's only been $7.99. I don't feel like I should be paying anything. I feel like it's because they've got so many expansion packs and stuff by now, it should almost be the gold edition, and that's it. But it's not. If you buy the gold edition, you've still got to buy another edition to get the full content. Does that make sense? That does make sense.
Yeah. This time, yeah, maybe you... Yeah, I don't see why you'd need to buy two different bits. Because it should be the Game of the Year edition, whatever it is. Should just get the lot, but I guess £7's all right if you just want to have a go of it. Just imagine you don't need all the different bits. What do you do? Just gives you some extra runs you can do or something.
I think it gives you all the Olympic sports on the slope.
Okay. What? So the base edition doesn't give you all the sports.
I think the base edition gives you the three that Steep originally came out as.
Paragliding, snowboarding, and ski. I don't know. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because there's wingsuits, weren't they, originally?
Yep. They're still in there, I think.
There's snowboarding. But with it, but it's just downhill snowboarding, I think. Or is it...
I don't think it's got a half-pipe cover or anything, no.
Doesn't have half-pipe, okay. Okay, I don't know then, yeah. Yeah. I don't know. Yeah, I did really want to look at that when it first was announced. I did, for some reason, I did want to play it. And then I saw some of it and thought, actually, no. I'm not sure that's really going to be very interesting. I don't know.
It's just one of those games that I want to play.
But for £7, maybe it's worth it.
Yeah, maybe it's worth it. But as I said, I want to play. I want to play Deus Ex. I want to play Phantom Pain. I've got lots of other stuff too.
Yeah, that's my thing as well. I've got so many games that I've not touched that I got in a sale or got because I got that Wildlands and I've played a bit of it on a server and I've still got a server up and running and I haven't touched it in weeks since I first got the server up and running.
Hmm.
So I guess the other guys on the server have gone miles, they've got aeroplanes and all sorts, and I'm still there with my, stone pickaxe, mining for copper. So we'll see.
Hmm.
But yeah, lots of games coming up, lots of lovely games, and we'll have to see how they go. And obviously we'll report back.
I don't really have anything else to contribute. I don't think I've played anything that I forgot. I've talked about Gumagorga. I'm trying to just quickly flick through my phone. No, I don't think there's any new games. No, there's no new games.
Okay.
You can go.
All right.
Aaron, where can people follow you?
I'm at AaronHUK.
Yeah, and I'm at Fleshy, and the show is at The Loopcasters, and you can email theloopcasters@hotmail.com. Si is playing Gloomhaven, so can't join us at the moment. Anna is too tired from life. And until next week, we'll see you then.
Bye.